Can you remember any of the lecturers or technicians that were around at the time?
There was, we had two part-time lecturers in photojournalism who were actually practicing photographers who came in. They were quite good. One was called Malcolm Ed, and the other one was called Michael Taylor. And they used to come in just, I think, one day a week and take us for photojournalism. A teacher who used to teach us printing, black and white printing, called Mr. Dicker, I think. And a venerable old gentleman called Scott Bush, who must have been 70 when I was there, but was still lecturing, and he used to teach us for theory, I guess. I think it was theory, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, he'd been around forever. He was living history, but he was an excellent teacher and very well respected, and a very nice guy as well, but like I say, very, very old.
And what about Margaret Harker herself? What can you remember of her?
She's a very nice lady, very approachable, very well connected in the photographic world. She knew a lot of people, not just in the educational side, but outside the educational side. She was quite dynamic and ambitious. She obviously wanted to get on. You know, she wasn't happy just to be, head of school. Afterwards, I think she went on to be pro-rector and head of the IIP, head of the World Photographic Society, all sorts of things. A very ambitious lady. She wasn't married at the time, so I think, she could actually devote her whole life to the... Mm. To it.